Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 26th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I am here on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And it's finally a slow day here for a solo update. It's going to be a slower update. And by a slower update, I mean a quicker update. There wasn't really a whole lot that went down yesterday, game-wise. Not a lot of movement here in the house. So we're going to try and maybe make this a quickie of an update. See how it goes. All right. It was day 68 in the house. Day 68. And we did have Nick's pitch. He made his pitch to Holly. It was the same pitch he had made before. It was the Christie pitch. I'm your whatever. I'll do whatever you need. All the things. Don't worry about it. And so he made the same sort of pitch here. And we're really operating on Nick's speed. Yeah, that's the goal for the update today. He says that there are people that are still in the house that are coming after you two, you and Jackson. You need to be worried about them. The people from the six, the deal. You know what I'm talking about? Not really. He should mean Tommy, but they're taking it as Cliff. And so they feel like Nick is saying that if they take Christie off the block, then they'll put Cliff up he'll put Cliff up in her place, and then Cliff will go home. They don't want that. They like Cliff. They want to work with Cliff. So that's no good. He should be, again, throwing Tommy right under that bus in a very, very obvious way, but it's not really what he's aiming for at the moment. He also mentions that he doesn't deserve to go home. He was given a power by America. America doesn't want him to go home. He doesn't deserve that. And they don't take that very well. Jackson and Holly talk about the pitch afterward. They say that they don't like the pitch, especially because it's anti-Cliff, and especially because it's the same pitch they got before. They're like, well, what? He thinks we're dumb enough to do this twice in a row? We just did it with Christie. What are you doing? No. They decide they want to talk to Cliff and Nicole and make their final four deal official. Official. So they bring Cliff in, or he comes in, and they sit him down and they ask him, hey, Cliff, are we good? Can we do this? Final four. And Cliff is like, absolutely. Let's do it. I love it. Let's go. They shake hands and it's done. It's official. Final four. Nicole wasn't in there though. So I guess it's a final three plus one, maybe. Jackson and Holly do talk privately about how much they love Cliff and how much they would much prefer to like lose to Cliff in the end than somebody like Nick or whatever. And so they really are happy to bring him toward the end of the game. And then if he's sitting there and they lose against him, then at least it was Cliff. That's kind of how they feel. So it's kind of a final three plus Cliff is dragging Nicole along like a child that doesn't want to go to the store or something because she doesn't like it. So they also tell him about Nick's pitch, that Nick is really trying to get Christy off the block. So again, sorry to not have reset this, but Holly obviously being HOH, Nick and Christy on the block. Nick is the prankster. His pitch is that they take Christy down and replace Christy with basically Cliff at this point. And then they vote Cliff out or perhaps somebody else, you know, like Jess, basically anybody that Tommy is able to vote out, because Tommy already told Nick that I'm sorry, I already made a promise that I would vote to keep Christy. So anybody but Christy, Nick. So he's trying to get anybody else on the block. And so they tell Cliff about this pitch and he's like, so Nick was the prankster. His first reaction is, why didn't he come to y'all before the whole thing happened and work something out? If he was the prankster, I don't understand. And I'm like, yeah, Cliff, that's a good question. I also have that question. So Tommy ends up joining them and then he outweighs Cliff. There's a funny moment where he talked about, he was like, I'm sorry if you wanted to talk to Cliff, but I wanted to talk to you. So I outweighed him. And they talk about how Jess is the queen of outweighing people. Like that every time they've won HOH, Jess has been in there until like 4 a.m. waiting for everyone else to clear out. It's just one of those things in the Big Brother house that goes unreported, the waiting game. So they talk to Tommy. Tommy lets them know that he has told Nick now that he made that promise. So that did happen, that he made the promise prior to the veto competition that he would vote to keep Christy if things stayed the same, essentially. He's like, I didn't mention you guys. I just said that I made a promise. I'm in a tough position this week, you know, and they're like, oh, Tommy, you are in a tough position this week. You've been in such tough, you had to vote out Jack. You had to vote out Sis. You've really been in some tough positions lately. Now you have to vote out Nick. Man, we feel bad for you, Tommy. They continue to talk more along those lines. They talk about how they don't understand why Christy's saying that she threw the competition. That like she's trying to claim that she threw this competition. That makes no sense. Who would throw the veto when they're on the block? Like, why is she saying that? So apparently that was not part of whatever discussion they were having. And they definitely don't buy that she threw this competition. It doesn't make any sense. There's people in the chat thought I was saying the waiting game, as in like physical weight. Guys. So they're like, why is she saying that she threw this competition? This doesn't make any sense. And Tommy ends up leaving and they say they have to be very careful with their words, when they talk to Tommy and, Christy, so as not to actually promise them the final four that they probably think that they have with them. Basically what's happening here is, Tommy and Christy, or at the very least, Tommy and Christy has said when after Holly told her she was going on the block, she talked to Tommy and she was like, that's it. No more deal. They're now free game for me. What this will probably end up being is Tommy and Christy are actually targeting Jackson and Holly going into next week. But they're talking to Jackson and Holly like they're still good with them, because of course they are. And so from Jackson and Holly's point of view, they are talking to Tommy and Christy, and they hear Tommy and Christy being like, hey, we're working with you guys. And they're like, oh, perfect. They think that we have a Final Four. So we have to be very careful and not let on the fact that we don't actually have a Final Four with them, that secretly we would choose Cliff and Nicole over them. We just can't let them know that. So let's be very careful. We'll just kind of like keep leading them on, but not actually promise them anything. And then that it'll work out great. They'll think they have a Final Four with us, but really they don't. Which is all well and good, except they don't think that they have a Final Four with them and that they are actually targeting them. So that's sort of how they are doing that whole thing. Jackson does mention that he feels like he can throw the veto as long as, or sorry, throw the HOH next week. As long as Jess doesn't win, he can throw it to whoever and feel pretty comfortable that that they would be safe. Because he doesn't want to have to be the one to take a shot at Tommy himself. And he like maybe he could put up Jess and Christy, but what happens if the veto is won? So ideally, he doesn't have to be the person that does that. Ideally, it's Cliff or Nicole. But even if Tommy or Christy won, he feels relatively safe that they won't come after him or Holly. Now, this is what Holly said last week, and Jackson encouraged her last week as well. And she didn't really go into this HOH wanting to win, but it was a crapshoot competition and she ended up winning. So that was that. But we may end up seeing Jackson win the next HOH anyway, even if he's either not trying or he just can't help himself. But there is definitely a part of him at the very least that feels he doesn't have to try too hard. And there's also a part of him that it might actively throw the competition if Jess is not doing well in it, because Jess is the one person that he feels a little bit concerned about. So we then get to Jackson, Holly, and Nicole. They offer the Final Four to Nicole. And it's very awkward because Nicole does not want to accept this deal. She is like if Tommy or Christy offered a Final Four to Jackson, which they won't do because they don't actually want one. But if they did, Holly and Jackson would not know how to respond because they don't want to lie to them. That's how Nicole feels when Holly and Jackson offer a Final Four to her, because she doesn't want to accept it. Because A, she's concerned about Jackson Holly having a Final Four with Christy and Tommy, or Tommy and Jess. So Jackson says, like, how would you feel about a Final Four? How would you feel about that? And Nicole just straight up ignores the question, like, oh man, I'm just thinking about, like, oh, I feel bad for Nick and, you know, everything that's happening. And I just, I get really emotional and I don't know what to do. I know this is bad for my game to feel bad for people so much. And Jackson's like, right. But so about the Final Four though. And she's like, no, yeah, that I would love something like that at some point. And like to, yeah, but I just, oh man, I just feel bad for people. And she gets up and walks to the bathroom. And it becomes the next like 20 minutes become Holly and Jackson comforting Nicole, because she's like, oh, I'm so bad at this game. I just don't know how to play and I feel bad for people and I know that's not what you're supposed to do. And they're like, no, Nicole, you're just so pure and sweet and wonderful. That's the only that you don't know. Never apologize for that, Nicole. And she's like, yeah, I know, but I'm the person that sits at home and watches people do stuff like this and tells them to get over it because it's just a game. And now I'm that person and I feel like an idiot. And I think this is genuine from Nicole, but it's also a tactic to avoid accepting this deal. And so ultimately they're like comforting her, and she leaves and she never actually accepts the deal. Holly talks to Jackson. She's like, are you at all concerned that she never actually accepted the deal, that she just got emotional? And Jackson was like, nah, we're good. Nah, she's good. She's fine, especially once Nick leaves. Where else is she going to go? We're good. We don't need to worry about it. So she did get away with it here. She didn't have to actually agree to the deal. Although I think people are far too concerned about this. It's really starting to frustrate me in some ways that basically everyone in the game now is terrified of actually lying in the house. In fact, it's been a while since I've heard anybody actually tell any lies. Tommy introduced this concept when he was HOH. He was like, well, I can't betray my original alliance. I can't burn my jury votes. That he told Nick that. Nick started spreading that idea. And now people just aren't lying anymore. Christy's maybe the only person that's lying, but I think she believed it when she made the deal with Jax and Holly. And now she's gone back on it. And she is, I think, actively lying to some degree. And that's why I worry about a bitter jury with her. But most people in this house really, really are afraid to lie. It's reminding me of Big Brother 3, actually, when the jury house was not a thing and they could watch the tapes back. And so they were terrified of lying. And of course, Danielle was one of the few people that was like, whatever. But it's a crazy thing. And I think it's a direct result of the outcome of last season. And obviously the previous seasons as well. But people are really, really worried about actually lying in the house. So they're doing their best to try to get away with telling the truth in a sneaky way. Basically everyone is trying to be like Roddy for season 3. So we'll see. So we get to some more stuff here. Holly is going to end up, again, really not a whole lot of other game talk going to happen over the course of the day. It's a lot of just like checking in and whatever. Christy talks to Jackson Holly as well. She's like, you know, she tells them that that she knows that Nick is the prankster because he told her. And they're like, why is Nick telling everybody? And Christy's like, yeah, he's taking a page out of my book. Get a power, tell the house. And they're like, why is he telling everybody? He's going to know now. And you know, the fact that Nick told Christy about his pitch and asked for her vote if he could take her down and get somebody else up was a red flag for Jackson Holly. Why is he telling Christy his pitch? There's a lot of that going on. There are a couple conversations with Jess, but you guys know what happens with those. Holly is going to, and we talked about this last night on the recap, Holly's going to think a little more about her zing, perhaps in the diary room, and has come to the conclusion that that it means a little more than she thought it did. The buzzard. And we basically talked about this whole thing last night on the recap, but basically that this is referencing somehow that her relationship with Jackson and how that relates to Holly, and that maybe she is picking up the seconds. She's eating the leftovers, I guess. Taboo buzzard, says Rob. That made her very upset, and she was not happy with that for a little while, saying things like it was a moment for her. She was very unhappy. Nick is going to talk to Nicole. Nick tells her about his pitch. He lets her know that he already let her know that he was the prankster, and Jackson and Holly then also let Nicole know, and she said, yeah, Nick already told me. He tells her about her pitch. He's really annoyed at Tommy. He's like, freaking Tommy, man. Like, he won't vote for me. He made a promise. But, like, I wouldn't have made a promise like that. Like, this is why Tommy is not my number one, because I can't trust him fully. Like, he is not loyal to me like I would have been loyal to him. If Sam were on the block, I never would have made a promise that I would vote to evict Sam. Like, never, man. Never, never, dog. I never would have done that, dog. He's been saying dog a lot lately. And so he asks, he's like, well, I think I have you and Cliff, right? Like, I have Cliff, right? And Nicole's like, it's like, what? Wait a minute. What? Really? Do I not have Cliff? She's like, yeah, I don't think so. I think he might be leaning the other way. And he's like, what the hell? What the hell, cuz? What's up with that, bro? Come on, dog. Why would he want Christy here? I had a conversation with him before the HOH competition where he said he had targets and that he wouldn't even use me as a pawn. And I'm like, hold on, Nick. Did you completely misunderstand Cliff saying I might have to use you as a pawn and interpret it as I won't use you as a pawn? Because I don't know why he would lie about this. This is literally the exact opposite of what Cliff was telling him. Cliff also said, I can't use the veto on you and I won't promise you my vote. But for whatever reason, all week long, he's been like, Cliff wouldn't have used me as a pawn, might use the veto on me, and definitely will vote for me to stay. Like, I think he literally blacks out when he speaks to Cliff and just only hears what he wants to hear. Like, Cliff is like, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. And in Nick's mind, it's just like, yes, I love you and will keep you as always. And he's like, yes, perfect. I don't know what's happening. But when he hears it from Nicole, he's like, oh, wow, really? So Cliff isn't going to keep me. Oh, boy, that's not good. He's annoyed about that. So he says, you know, what it comes down to is I need to convince Jackson and Holly. If I can convince them, then I think Cliff would be on board. And Nicole agrees. So that's going to continue to be his tactic. He's still trying to get Christy off the block because that means that he can get Tommy's vote. But that's a lost cause. Because it feels weird. But he is going to keep trying. And I imagine that once the veto is not used, which it should happen today, then he will start campaigning against Christy and Ernest. And I should hope at some point throws Tommy under the bus. I do. Again, I think that there is a path that he can take to stay this week, that there is a very, very open path here. And the path is throw Tommy all the way under the bus. Tommy told you that he was targeting Jackson and Holly. They are currently under the impression that Tommy would not do that. If they know that Tommy and Christy are a package deal and that Tommy is coming for Jackson and Holly, that means Christy's coming for Jackson and Holly. That means Jess is coming for Jackson and Holly. Now it makes a lot more sense to make a deal with Nick and take Christy out of the game. And Nick has that information. All he needs to do is present it in a concise and well-packaged way, which, maybe he doesn't have a path to victory. But it's there. There is a path. There's a path. Will he take it and can he execute it? That's the question. We'll see, but it could be an interesting week here with the campaigning. So that's Nick's plan for now. Cliff is going to have a conversation with the cameras that I actually found very interesting. He talked about how he's been playing the game, you know, jumping back and forth, flipping, considering flipping, leveraging his current position to get a better one in the game. A lot of people are concerned that that Cliff is now loyal to Jackson and Holly forever and will go to the final four or final three with them. But I feel like that requires a misunderstanding of how Cliff has played the game. Like at the beginning of the game, Cliff was playing nice with Grateful, and people were, oh, Cliff, he's too loyal to Grateful. He's such a Grateful puppet. He's just going to get 10th place behind Sam. Cliff, the worst. And then Grateful broke up and he made a deal with Six Shooters when he was HOH, and people, oh, he's making a deal with Six Shooters, he's gonna be loyal to them. Oh, what an idiot. He's just gonna get seventh or eighth place What a dummy. And then Six Shooters broke up and he made a deal with some of the remnants of the Six Shooters. And people were like, oh my God, Cliff. What an idiot. Making a deal with these six. This five with him in it, with Nicole. Oh, he's just going to get fifth or sixth place if he's loyal to this. Oh boy, what an idiot he is. And now he's making a Final Four deal with him, Nicole, Jackson, and Holly. And people are like, oh, Cliff, what an idiot. Can't believe he's loyal to Jackson and Holly. He's going to get third or fourth place. What a dummy. It's like, I think you don't understand Cliff's game. Cliff explained his game at the start of the game to everyone in the house. And this is what he talks about when he's talking to the cameras. He said, well, my goal is to just keep working the edges and have people break up their alliances and then leverage positions to go in and flip back and forth and do whatever I need to do. Find my place to land. I feel like Cliff understands that Jackson and Holly should be targeted ahead of him and Nicole. And so all he needs to do is if just one of them gets taken out, all of a sudden that Final Four that looks really bad turns into a Final Three, which looks really good. It's pretty clever. It's pretty clever. But he also says something that really interested me, which was that he says he's learned his lesson and is not going to tell anyone the details of his game plan anymore, even the cameras. And obviously part of this is him getting caught with Cliff Notes earlier in the game, but he's talked a lot more game to the cameras since then. And he said he learned his lesson then, but that just meant he was like a little quieter. He kind of, I think, references the wall yeller. I think that what he's saying here is that he's no longer like, he's basically like, I think he's learned what Derek learned in season 16, where it's like, I can no longer let anybody know anything that's happening, because I don't want like wall yellers to expose it. I don't want, I don't want people to overhear it. I don't want anything to happen here. So he's been very, very hush hush about his game plan. And that's what he says to the cameras. So that was the interesting Cliff conversation to the cameras. We then get to the great Pie Wars of day 68. And I know that we've been having fun here, but, this is serious business. The house erupted into chaos that, collateral damage ruined the house and the faces of many of the players as they were immersed in pie. All kinds of pie, mayo pie, chocolate pie, regular whipped cream pie, which is obviously just a regular thing that everybody does. Mass chaos. Carnage. And this is a solemn affair. But it did happen. And it's something that we have to live with from this point forward in Big Brother 21. It's a lot of pies to the face. Nick in particular really got nailed so many times. It was horrible. Horrible to see such carnage. But it did happen. And I think that everybody should go and flash back to the Great Pie Wars and watch them play out so as not to repeat this mistake in the future if you are ever around any pies. This is probably like one of the most fun things I've seen on the feeds. I want to have a pie war now. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So they have a pie war. And then after the pie war, they have they come together to sign the pie treaty. They make a pie truce. Where of course Nicole is like, I just want everyone to be able to I want everyone to be able to express that if they don't want pies to the face, then what we can do is if we need to pie you, then we can just hold you over the trash can and just slowly put it in your face. And so everyone talks about their tolerance. This is great. This is, we're getting a, nobody is going to feel pressured into getting pied. They can all have their pies in their preferred method. So they make a pie truce. And then after the pie truce, they have Holly has been composing for a while now a song. She's been composing a song. And she wants to perform it. They've been practicing with Nick and Tommy. And so she performs her song. In my opinion, you don't need to flashback and watch this one. Sorry, Holly. I don't know what it is about the Big Brother house. It really encourages people who can't rap to try to rap. And I just feel like, trying and failing to rap, not that she was like that bad, but like, unless you're like really good at rapping, it's like, it's worse than when you're a bad singer, because I feel like, I don't know what it is, but she also wasn't a good singer. She did her song and it happened. It's a shame she didn't do it prior to Zingbot, because I feel like the Zingbot would have had a better one. Didn't know Taryn, she wasn't that bad, says the chat. So that happens. Tommy's gonna talk with Nicole a little bit later in the night. They just chat more about Nick and, you know, they would like for Nick to stay, but Tommy made that deal and so on and so forth. Nicole talks to the cameras late at night, last thing for the day. Told you, we're gonna get through this nice and quick here. Nicole talked about how she is worried about Christy. She doesn't trust Christy. She doesn't understand why Cliff wants Nick to go. Nick is her biggest shield, one of her biggest allies in the house. Why does Cliff want Nick to go? Because he's your biggest shield and ally in the house, apart from Cliff. She thinks that Christy is going to put her and Cliff on the block if she stays. She's worried that Christy is just a Jackson and Holly puppet at this point. The way that Nicole sees the game and the reason why she doesn't want to accept a final four with them is that she sees Jackson and Holly as running the game. She sees them as in charge, and she thinks that they have a final four with her and Cliff, and a final four with Tommy and Jess, and then they're just using Christy. And she is kind of close. Jackson and Holly feel like they have a final four with Christy and Tommy, not Tommy and Jess, but they feel like they have one with Christy and Tommy, and so like she's reading that correctly, that they are trying to be in that spot, but what she doesn't see is that they're failing and that Christy is not actually on their side and Tommy is not actually on their side. And she doesn't realize that yet. I would hope that by the end of the week, again, Nick has plenty of information and should be able to tell either Jackson or Holly and Holly or Nicole that Tommy is actually going after Jackson and Holly. But that's how she sees the game right now. And so she is really concerned about that. And she's like, look, if that's what they're doing and they make it to the final two, then they deserve it because, they've got us right now. And it seems like there's nothing I can do about it. So she's concerned about that. She also thinks that Cliff is closer to Jackson and Holly than she is. And she really just doesn't trust that final four is real. She thinks that, that they are lying to her and that they will actually choose other people first. And part of that is that, there's just not a lot of actual relationship there. That, you know, they, for as much as they comforted her when she was crying, they don't really socialize a whole lot. They have been getting closer with like the pie war stuff because, Nicole and Jackson are two of the most intuit people. But for the most part, they don't like just hang out and socialize. They just don't click super well, which is, you know, kind of par for the course for Nicole's game in general. So that's what she's concerned about there. She wishes that she could talk to Cliff more about this sort of thing, but she can tell that he's holding back lately. And she's concerned that that if she talks to him about her concerns, that he will go and tell Jackson and Holly about it. So she doesn't really know where to go from here. And I think, again, this kind of goes back to Cliff saying that he's trying to hold back a little more because he doesn't want anybody to know exactly what he's thinking to potentially reveal his thoughts to the house. She as she plays out scenarios, she does realize, she's like, well, I just don't, like, if we could just pull in Nick. Actually, no, that doesn't work. Then it's just Tommy and Jess. No. Like, she's realizing, I think, that, like, oh, I guess it doesn't really make sense. But I'm just worried. She's worried about losing him. He is her biggest shield in the game. And it's better for her game. It's better for Nicole's game if he stays. So she hopes it's a reset week because she's not sure how she can get him to stay. And so that's sort of where Nicole stands in the game. And I think that Jackson was actually kind of right in the sense that once Nick leaves, Nicole doesn't really have anywhere else to turn. However, Tommy did start talking to her a little more. I think if she knows that Tommy is anti-Jackson, that's fine with her. I think it's also fine with Cliff if Nicole isn't fully on board. You know, Nicole expressed some doubt in Jackson and Holly, and Cliff was like, cool, that's fine. And when Cliff talks to Jackson and Holly, he says, oh, Nicole is 100%, don't worry about her at all. So he is covering for her and not trying to convince her to be on Jackson and Holly's side. I think Cliff doesn't care if she doesn't want to be in on the deal. I think that, again, like, he's all about a final four with them. And if Nicole decides to take a shot at them or, you know, like work with Tommy and Christy to take Jackson and Holly out, all the better for Cliff. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But it's very interesting. Very interesting heading into next week. And again, I think that this vote could be a tight one if Nick decides to do what should be the obvious, but he has already not done the obvious before. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Let me know if you have any questions before we wrap this up real quick. This is maybe not as fast as I expected to be, but still a little bit of a quicker update. What is Jess doing? Jess just wants Nick out. It's basically, she had a conversation with Nicole. She talked about how Nick is a guy. So pretty self-explanatory. Jess also told Nicole that Christy would never put up a woman over a guy. And Nicole is like, I don't believe that. What is she gonna put up Tommy? She's not putting up Tommy. She made a deal with Jackson, so I'm pretty sure she's just gonna put up me and Cliff. Is anybody drawing dead in the game? I don't think so, although I do think that Jess is increasingly losing equity in the game. They were talking, when they were talking about Nick having told everyone in the house that he's the prankster, they were like, except for Jess. What a surprise! Jess doesn't know something. Oh, it's gonna be day 99, and Jess is gonna be like, what? Nick was the prankster? They're really starting to see Jess as the sort of like hanger on. Not that they hadn't already, but there was a brief blip of Jess took out Jack, which gave her some credit. And that's been going away, I think, lately. You know, add on top of that the Zingbot snooze fest comment, and people are definitely starting to be like, yeah, Jess, I don't know about that. So I'm actually starting to feel like she is losing equity in the game. Nicole, of course, is going to have trouble in any jury vote, but she at least has people that really love her in the house. And I think if she wins a couple competitions at the end, she might have a shot. So those, you know, but and even then, and then there, and then there's, you know, Jackson, who's a big target next week. There's Tommy and Christy, who are big targets next week. It's like, who knows how that's going to play out. It's all over the place. It's all over the map here. Holly also said that, and we talked about this a little bit last night as well, that the diary room told her she's not funny and that she should stop making jokes because she's not funny. And because she's too nice. She's too nice. She tried to make a joke about the snooze fest zing because, like, they get to make some of their own zings in response to the Zingbot to, like, add on to the joke. And so her joke on the snooze fest zing was like, oh, snooze fest, that sounds fun. Let me get some jammies. She was like, I thought that was funny. But apparently it's too nice. And they tag her with don't talk about your diary room sessions. And she's just like, well, maybe if you didn't tell me what to say, you'd let me say what I want to say, then I wouldn't have to complain about it out here. I thought that was fun. I saw that quote making the rounds on Twitter. I think people outside of the context interpreted it as a little more like angry than it actually was. It was a lot more kind of in good spirits for the most part, but she was more annoyed at the fact that they're calling her not funny than she was at like anything else. But it's still obviously annoying and definitely symptomatic of the overall diary room problem that the show has. Rob says, so not funny. It is funny. There you go. Is Holly a better joke teller or rapper? Maybe rapper. She should tell jokes in rap form. Oh boy. Oh man, the worst part about the performance too was that she was laughing like after every line, she just like laughed. You gotta have confidence, Holly. Oh boy. Okay. That's what I've got for you. Thank you so much for joining me. You should tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern for the Roundtable podcast. We will be going over the ratings for all of the players. We'll be talking about potentially Sis's jury vote, how you feel about the season as a whole, predictions moving forward, all of that great stuff. We'll recap the week as well if you want a succinct recap of what's been happening on the feeds all week long. And you can fill out the survey for that. I will be posting it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren as soon as this podcast ends. So look out for that at Armstrong Taren. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. If you want to hang out with me there and chat with me a little more directly than you are able to from the podcast. We have fun. We have fun. So thank you so much. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then, of course, Wednesday night, Rob will be there to recap Wednesday night's episode of Big Brother 21. Tune into it all. Make sure you check out American Ninja Warrior. I'm telling you, it's going to be on tonight. And it's the Vegas finals. So you can start right here. It's like all of the previous things, they were just qualifiers. Now we've got the real thing. Tune in tonight. It'll be good. It's a big one. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. You'll have to stop to watch the round table, but that's fine. Check it out. And then maybe we'll finish it later. It's a lot of fun. I promise. So tune into it. And then, of course, listen to the American Ninja Warrior wrap up that I do with Lita. We have a lot of fun on that podcast. So check that out. Thank you once again for joining me today. I'll see you next time.